Over the weekend, Canada was suddenly consumed by a conversation about patriotism and immigration. It kicked off when a longtime Canadian hockey commentator shocked some fans in a rant on television. The world's Rupa Shenoy has more.
In the U.S., it's Veterans Day. In the U.K., it's Armistice Day. And up north in Canada, it's called Remembrance Day. Canadians traditionally mark the day by wearing a symbol of the Royal Canadian Legion. It's a blood-red poppy pin that represents those who've fallen in wars. Former player, coach, and longtime hockey commentator Don Cherry was wearing one of those pins on Saturday during his regular segment on the show Hockey Night in Canada. And he complained that he doesn't see many immigrants honoring those who served.
You people love you that come here, whatever it is. You love our way of life. You love our milk and honey. At least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that. These guys pay for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price.
The reaction to Cherry's comments came fast. His words, "you people," became a trending hashtag on Twitter. The Canadian Broadcast Standards Council said it was overwhelmed by complaints. People called 85-year-old Cherry xenophobic and anti-immigrant and said he should be fired. Former candidate for Prime Minister Jagmeet Singh tweeted a picture of his great-grandfather who fought for the British in World Wars I and II. Indian-Canadian Harpreet Saini's grandfather also fought in World War II. Saini told Canada's Global News that Cherry shouldn't be equating poppy wearing with patriotism.
He was targeting not only immigrants, but especially immigrants of color. I think that Mr. Cherry fails to understand the impact and the contribution of immigrants, not just in Canada, but around the world, not just in today, but throughout Canada's military history as well.
The National Hockey League condemned Cherry's comments, and the president of the TV network Sportsnet released a statement that said Cherry's comments were discriminatory and offensive, and that they'd spoken with Cherry about the severity of the issue. Hockey Night in Canada host Ron McLean apologized to viewers Sunday. He had sat by Cherry as he made his comments and briefly flashed a thumbs up.
I owe you an apology, too. That's the big thing that I want to emphasize. I sat there. Did not catch it, did not respond.
Cherry hasn't apologized, and he has a history of making controversial comments, supporting hockey fighting, complaining about female sports reporters in dressing rooms, and about French Canadians in general. This weekend, Cherry's defenders argued the reaction to his most recent comments were overblown. Guidi Maman, a Toronto immigration lawyer, told Global News that he supports Cherry's free speech.
And if he said, "you people," that would include me. I'm an immigrant to this country. I take no offense to it whatsoever. And I think people who are taking offense, I think it's ridiculous.
But some say Cherry's comments could alienate future players. The National Governing Body for Hockey in Canada says fewer kids are joining their youth programs. It's trying to attract more immigrant children to the sport. Gurpreet Dhillon, a Brampton, Ontario city councillor, told the CBC, hockey hasn't been welcoming in the past.
I had to go through a lot of racism when I was just learning how to skate, and so I kind of gave up on it. And so I don't want to see that to happen to my son.
Dhillon said this Cherry incident could be an opportunity.
If there was some type of round table going forward where we have members of the community there, if we have Mr. Cherry there, we have the NHL there, we could really find out how we can, you know, not only express our patriotism, but we can talk about how we can grow the game of hockey.
Sportsnet, the network, appears to agree. It announced today that Don Cherry would step down immediately from the Hockey Night in Canada broadcast. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.